The following is a KSCO commentary. Here is Kay's Whirling.
I wrote this in December 2004. Human relationships are always complicated. There's one area, however, where human interaction is predictable, yet that aspect is often avoided or overlooked. For example, if one is asked by a good friend to lend him some money, if able, one would say, of course. Initially, the borrower's reaction is gratitude, followed by a sense of discomfort and indebtedness. After a while, he may feel irritation, disdain, and finally avoidance. At this point, the lender thinks maybe it would have been wiser for him to have said no to the friend's request, in which case their friendship may not have gone sour. Wasn't it in one of Shakespeare's plays when someone advised him to neither a lender nor a borrower be? These wise observations fit snugly in the interaction between the U.S. and the United Nations. In 1945, after the last World War, 51 countries called the United Nations joined forces to again try to avoid further wars and other global issues. Everyone involved was full of hope and eager to find common ground. The U.S. built a beautiful high-rise in New York City for the UN. The membership has now grown to well over 100. Each country has one vote, while the U.S. continues to be the largest benefactor, paying more than 22% of all the UN expenses. Countries with a fraction of our size and population have the same voting power. Inequitable? Yes. But we, the U.S., allowed that to exist. Do our fellow members like us? Absolutely not. At first, 60 years ago, there was that gratitude and respect for our generosity and hospitality. But before long, those feelings began to turn into entitlement, disrespect, arrogance, and finally, overt contempt. Most U.S. proposals are vetoed. The UN has become corrupt and impotent, and the U.S. continues to pay most of the expenses. It's like throwing money down a rat hole. Like the League of Nations, the United Nations is another failed experiment. Blessed with abundant resources and abundant compassion, we the U.S. have always tried to help the needy and the oppressed. After World War II, we actually rebuilt the conquered lands of Germany and Japan, the very enemies who initiated the wars against us. Now they are both democracies. Are they appreciative? Japan, maybe. Germany, no. The United Nations, at long last, has worn out the welcome here in the United States. It's time for it to leave and instead go leech on France, Germany, or Russia. And maybe we should seriously consider resigning from the United Nations and instead help create a League of Democracies, because democracies and dictatorships together cannot seem to agree on anything. Finally, kudos to those fed-up Americans working to evict the United Nations from our country. For KSCO, this is Kay's Whirling.